Welcome everyone on today's coaching call. Today we're going to be talking about video marketing. So video marketing 101, we're going to be going over the basics of how to get started off with using the power of video, what it's all about, why you would want to consider using video, you know, for your website, or even, you know, in different areas of your website, you know, and the different purposes of using video. And we'll also be going over some of the, you know, the cool tips and tricks, you know, on how to, you know, present your own videos and how to quickly do that, and the, you know, the different types and styles. And also we'll also go over and discuss any questions that you might have, you know, along with discussing the you know, the different services that you can tap into, you know, with, you know, hosting your videos and where to, you know, some of the best places to host them and get access to them. And some of the marketing tips, you know, that you can implement, you know, to make money with the videos you have. If you're not, you know, using the video for purposes of demonstrating, you know, your own products or so forth. But you know, those are all the things that we'll go over, along with a few other things, you know, that will be surprises that we'll discuss a little bit later on in the conference call today, or the coaching call. So first off, you know, video, it continues to be, you know, one of the you know, best ways of persuading people to take action on the internet. You know, overall, there continues to be studies, time and time again, you know, that you know, shows, you know, more evidence that people would rather watch a video than just read text only. And so, if you have video on your site, it can definitely help separate you from the other folks that are not doing video at all. And there's websites that are just dedicated towards just video, and that's it. You know, as far as, you know, what they call vlogs. So V as in video, you know, V-L-O-G. Instead of blog, it would be vlog. You know, these vloggers, you know, they get access to videos, or let's create them themselves and put those videos on their site, and, you know, they just have videos. You know, they just post video for the content for their website. And that can be a pretty fun way, and also a very effective way of getting a lot of people to your site, and also spending a lot of time on your site. Okay, but yeah, so video overall, though, continues to be the number one marketing tool that, you know, internet marketers for the most part prefer to use. You know, for a lot of reasons, including those reasons I just already mentioned, you know, because people would rather see a more entertaining video than just read text and that's it, or even look at an image and that's it. And so it also appeals to additional senses. Instead of just reading only by sight, you know, they can also hear it as well. And overall, you know, it's been proven that if you can appeal to the emotion or the different senses of an individual, you know, the more likely you'll have to be able to influence them to do what, you know, you want them to do. You know, so, you know, keep those you know, elements in mind as you start to consider using video for your website. But, you know, I continue to watch a lot of, you know, different gurus online, you know, market their products and their services, and they're always using video, you know, to persuade other people to take action. And so it's pretty rare, you know, to not see someone online who knows what they're doing, not use video. You know, they're usually using video, you know, to present their content, their message, or demonstrate their product or service, or share testimonials. Okay, those are all elements that we'll discuss a bit more in depth here today. But it's you know, it's super powerful, you know, and it works. And think about in the last time, you know, you went to a, you know, to a movie. You know, that's another great example of video right there. You know, you're watching an entertaining video, you know, in front of you, and people, you know, love that. So, you know, it continues to be, you know, and also a pretty easy way, you know, to get started with, you know, persuading people to take action on buying more stuff from you. And so we'll go over the best practices, along with some of the steps to take on how you can go about creating your own video, and some of the tools you can use to easily do that, you know, starting today. You know, it doesn't have to be complicated, and nor, you know, should it really be, especially when you first start off. And if you keep in mind that you want to be real, you know, with people, transparent, and create a lot of value for them, but yet be as professional as you can. But it doesn't have to be, you know, super perfect, you know, especially, like I said, your first go-around. I mean, just get started off with, you know, if you're doing, like, a live video, you know, you may it may influence you to get outside of your comfort zone, that's for sure, for a lot of folks. Yeah, but the more and more you do it, just like with anything else, you know, it'll get easier. But that's not the only type of video style you can do. Okay, we'll talk about PowerPoint presentation and how to do screen capture. You can kind of read off the words off of the screen on your computer and you read. And if you know how to read and you can use voice inflection, you know, the ups and downs of your voice to make it exciting and provide some awesome content, you can do really well with that style too. So with that said, let's jump into, you know, some of the best practices that you'd want to keep in mind as you start to develop video and as you start to look at the different types and styles of video that you would consider doing for your business. Okay. So if you have any questions at all, always feel welcome to just jump in and say, hey, Trent, got a question. I'm glad to answer the question that you have, and we'll discuss it. You know, if not, we'll always you know, leave time for your questions at the very end of the call. Okay, so some of the best practices. Okay, first is you want to be clear about the overall purpose of the video. Okay, why are you wanting to create the video? Maybe it's the maybe it's for the purpose of demonstrating one of your products. Okay, people love to see the type of product that you're offering before they buy it. And since they can't be there in person, you know, to see the actual product, and you can demonstrate it through video, that would be awesome. You know, it creates, like I said, a whole new level of transparency, and they can actually see you demonstrating it, using it, how to, you know, depending on what kind of product you're demonstrating. You know, you want to just give them a whole overview of, you know, film, you know, view the whole product, and have them get a pretty good grasp on what that product is all about. Okay, so it could be a demo video. It could be also a sales video. A sales video is all about persuading people to buy something from you. You know, the elements of sales, you know, we're not going to go over that right now, but in trainings past, you can check that out and learn more about the principles of persuasion. And it's, you know, basically the steps and the framework that you can follow to persuade other people and to take action using the power of video. And also other people use the use videos to teach people. And I use that actually quite a bit, you know, to this type of medium to teach a lot of people using video. So you just think of a topic that you'd like to teach people about and record it. And we'll go over some of those tools that you can use to start recording your videos. And you'd actually be surprised that some of them are not too expensive at all. I mean, a lot of times you actually even have the tools already. You know, so the first one is, you know, be clear about the purpose of the video. What's the whole scope of, you know, the end in mind of your video? Where do you want to take the user, the viewer, and what should they experience, or what do you want them to experience? Okay, second is you want to be clear about who you're talking to, okay, your target audience. Are you talking to, you know, kids or pet lovers or, you know, grandparents or, you know, who exactly is the group? It doesn't necessarily have to be sex type. It could be also a preference. Okay, it could be a group of people who prefer something. You know, if they prefer to, you know, run up in the mountains and when they go, you know, trail running, and they would rather get their exercise that way, then you could do a video that teaches people how to, you know, trail run properly, you know. Or you choose any type of topic. It could be gardening, it could be sports. I mean, you choose the topic, you could teach people about it using video. Okay, and then third is once you're clear about the purpose and who you're talking to, then you want to get an outline together. Okay, take some time, you know, to write up an outline, you know, step by step on the things that you would like to cover. You know, it doesn't have to necessarily be super detailed, yeah, but write down some bullet points. You can take a piece of paper out and write them down that way, or just pull up an email or a Word document and write out an outline. Okay, so step one, step two, and so forth, and you'll have a far better overview of, you know, the whole plan of the video and what you plan on teaching people. Yes, but having that framework or an outline helps you out with staying on track and helps your customers stay on track too, especially if it's a teaching or instructional type of video. Okay. The next best practice would be to make sure that you have super valuable content in your video. Okay, now, value is subjective. It depends on who's watching it, and so that's why the previous steps, if you follow the previous best practices, then you'll have a far greater likelihood of reaching the person you're speaking to or the person that's watching the video, and they'll be more likely to take action. Okay, so you think about what your audience values most, what kind of problems they have, or even more importantly, what kind of goals or aspirations they would love to achieve and go after. Okay, maybe they're hoping to experience a new type of lifestyle. Think about the goals that they're wanting to accomplish. Okay, and talk about those things and show them how they can accomplish them. Okay, so that's one of the next best practices. These standards, these steps that you can do to increase the effectiveness of your videos. Okay, now the next one is, I would always consider, if at all possible, to present some type of testimonial or social proof. Okay, if you're doing a demo, you might not necessarily have to do it in a demo video, but that would even provide an extra layer of influence in your video. If you had someone say, hey, yeah, I use this video, or I use this product that you're demoing, even if you used it yourself, okay, and just present some type of testimonial, proof that someone else has used that product or service and that they're happy with it, okay, or even if they're doing a review of that product. Share some type of testimonial. Okay, and then it's usually best practice as well, to make sure that you're clearly, list out the call to action. Okay, you want to spell it out for them, especially if you're doing a sales video, okay, or some type of explainer video where you're explaining your service or your product, and you're simply explaining what you have to offer them, the benefits. But you'd want to list out or explicitly tell them, hey, what you want them to do. So you'd invite them, hey, take your mouse and click on the button below to order the product, or click on the mouse down below, or click on the button below to check out the store online. Okay, but they invite them to do something. Okay, that's common practice or common sense, but it's not too common practice for a lot of folks that are just getting started off with this, which is why I bring it up. So those are some of the major best practices, across the board to be aware of and to implement as you move forward with considering using video in your marketing, with your products or your services or the information that you would like to teach people about. Okay, so any questions so far? If you do, just chime in, okay, and let me know. The next point we're going to talk about is I'm going to go a little bit more in depth in the types of videos that you can create. I briefly mentioned a few of those in the best practices that we were just talking about, but now we're going to go into a bit more depth on each one of them, okay? So a demonstration video or a demo video. Okay, you simply get your video camera out. You could use your iPhone. You could use more sophisticated equipment. But to get started off with this, you don't have to have sophisticated equipment. The main thing is to make sure you do it in good lighting so people can see that product well, and you're also using a good audio program. A lot of times inside of the iPhone, it's actually pretty good. But if you can get just a regular microphone that is like a dynamic microphone that blocks out sound and it increases the richness of the voice quality, that would be really helpful, so people can be more focused when they listen to it and enjoy the presentation when you do your video. But if you're just getting started, I always recommend just getting started with using your phone, okay, or borrowing someone else's. You can even go onto Amazon or a lot of the classified ads and find a lot of the used video recorders that people have. You can get like a Kodak Z, I think it's a ZI-8. There's different styles and models that you can look at. But when you look at these easy USB video recorders, they make them, they make it super easy for you to just open it up, start recording, and you just press start and stop, or record and stop, and then you're done. So there's really not a whole lot to it, when you use those simple devices to record your video. And that allows you to jump into the water and start getting your feet wet, without having to spend any money at all with learning how to do your videos. Okay, but overall, if you provide video for your website and you're presenting it and for the purposes of demonstrating your product or service and or offering it as a sales video, etc., you'll usually get better results by doing that, as long as you follow the best practices that we're discussing today. Okay, so that's a demonstration video. Okay, the second one would be an explainer video. An explainer video is usually just a 1 to 2 minute type of video that explains your business, your product or service, what you have to offer. Right? So you just make a list of the major benefits that you'd like to educate people about. You start off with your introduction and let them know the whole scope of the video and what you plan on doing. But you could just simply, there's different intros that you can consider implementing in your video. And we won't go over all of those here today, but start off with an attention getter that is benefit-driven. Why would they want to watch the video? And then just jump straight into it. Okay? Let them know the ins and outs of why would they want to spend time with your website or buy your product or check it out. Okay? So pretty self-explanatory with the word explainer. You're explaining what you have to offer. And the third type of video that we can talk about is instructional, okay? This is super powerful here because you can take any area of knowledge that you have. You think about all the skills you've gained. You think about the knowledge you've gained over the years, okay, your wisdom, and do some brainstorming, okay? You can think about all kinds of things that you're educated about that you would love to teach people, and you can do a video on it, okay? Create up an outline and jump into teaching people about it. Okay, so there's unlimited topics, there. But think about the areas of passion or desire, interest that you have, and root them into your interest that you have. Okay, and then the next one is the sales video type. And the sales video, usually to do your sales video effectively, you'd want to make sure you implement the principles of persuasion. So you always start off with some type of attention getter to let them know what's in it for them, why they would want to spend time watching your video. Okay, and then you can jump into empathizing or sympathizing with the problem or goal that they have that you're going to help them out with and teach them about. But you walk them through step by step on the things that they're going to gain and or accomplished by working with you, and you invite them to take action, okay? But, the sales videos, as far as the duration or the length of those videos, they're usually anywhere from, 7 minutes on up to 45 minutes, okay? It's a pretty large ballpark to develop them. But, the standard rule across the board is however long it takes, but usually it's going to be around that time period, okay, 45 minutes or less. And usually those 45-minute sales videos are selling products or services that are around $300 or more, usually around $300 to $2,000, sometimes more. But again, the last video type that we're going to talk about is testimonials. This is enormous here as well because, as I mentioned earlier, if you have a testimonial, someone who has used your product or has participated participated with you know, you using offering your service, and then you can record them and you know, present that video, you know, on your website. It's a lot more believable, you know, when people see a video testimonial than just a few lines of text, you know, from someone that you know, you worked with. So if you can offer a video testimonial, then yeah, it'll definitely get the point across a lot quicker and a lot more powerful to the person's mind, and have a far-reaching effect to influence them to, once again, take the action. This is all about taking, you know, helping them take the action that you want them to take. Yeah, so video overall will help you definitely do that. Compared to just doing text alone, or an image, or both. Okay. So now let's jump into some of the hosting services. Okay, so once you've created your video, where do you upload it to? Where do you put it? Okay. So one of the most popular sites to go to is YouTube. You can go to YouTube.com. I'm sure that most of you have heard of that. You just go to YouTube.com and you can create a free account. Once you create your free account, then you can upload your video. Now, to start off with, you know, the last time I checked here, YouTube, when you start off with a new account, limits you to upload 10 minutes or less in your video. And they'll increase that the more and more you, you know, upload videos and get more viewers and people who are, you know, liking your video, but usually the view count. And the more and more people who watch your video, and you can start to upload a longer duration videos, okay? But YouTube continues to be obviously huge. You know, that's owned by Google, and it's pretty easy to use. And there are some you know, pretty cool, you know, tips and tricks you can consider using inside of a YouTube and when you upload your video, you know, to optimize it so you can start to get traffic. But that won't be the nature of this call here today, but at least know that You can do a lot with YouTube in marketing your products and services, not just uploading your video. You can upload it and prepare it, so when people go to YouTube, they can actually find your video. It's a search engine. YouTube is a search engine. And not a lot of people think about YouTube as a search engine. They just think of Google.com as a search engine. But YouTube is also a search engine. Yeah, people go there, millions of people go there every day looking for all kinds of videos. And they can find yours if you optimize it or prepare it correctly, so people can find it. Okay, so that's YouTube. Now the next one is Vimeo, Vimeo.com. So V-I-M is a Mary E-O.com. So Vimeo is also really popular, and they have a free service that you can sign up for. There are paid options there as well. And for more professional you know, packages and, you know, pros that are looking for, you know, higher-end types of you know, services, you know, that they have to offer for video hosting and stuff. But, you know, to begin with, it's pretty simple to get started off with a free account. And when you upload your video, there are a few other you know, elements that they offer that YouTube doesn't. Okay, and so we'll get into those in other trainings, but that's one of the other great video hosting services that you can check out. Okay, now these last three that I'm going to mention for video hosting services are a lot more complicated, and so I'm just going to briefly mention, you know, them in case anyone on the call wants to check them out and consider them. But I'll go over the last three, which are Amazon S3. Okay, Amazon provides a way for you to host your videos. It's a lot more complicated, but it does give you a lot more flexibility with not having to, you know, pay anything for the first year for your storage, and it's also scalable, so you don't have to pay a standard fee like Vimeo. You know, with Vimeo, you're paying if you do like the professional service with them, you're paying a flat rate. Okay, whereas Amazon, it's scalable. So depending on how many people watch or use your content, well, it depends on how much you pay, okay? So you only pay upon demand. You only pay when people are actually using or viewing your content, okay? So that's one of the cool things about Amazon S3. And then the next one, you could consider uploading the video to your own computer if you host your website on your own computer. Most people don't do that, but that's one of the other possibilities. And the last one is you could upload your video to your own hosting company, third-party hosting company like Bluehost or HostGator. Okay? You could upload it to that server, but now I say that with caution because usually the video file sizes are pretty huge, and this is not usually recommended to do because it taxes the bandwidth that you have with your host, and you could your site could shut down if a lot of people view the video, and it could suck up that bandwidth and cause some issues. So especially if you're on a shared hosting account with your account with HostGator or Bluehost or something. Okay. So that pretty much wraps that up. Okay, you know where now to host your video. You can go to any of those things, okay? Any of those sources, Vimeo, YouTube, Amazon S3, your own server, or a third-party hosting company. Okay, now, once you upload it, now what do you do? Okay, once you upload it, you want to present that video on your website. Not just keep it on the hosting site, but present it on your website and start to share that video with people. There's a lot of really awesome ways to share that video with people, because the more and more you get that video in front of folks, obviously the more likelihood there is to have people obviously watch it and take action. Pretty clear, right? You got to get in front of people in order for them to watch it. Okay, but some of the cool steps that you can take to monetize your video or to make money off of that video is if you didn't prepare a video that was dedicated towards a sales video, persuading people to take action or buy your product or service, outside of that, you can use your videos to make money through advertising. Okay, for example, Google has a program called AdSense. You don't make a ton of money off of it, but you can make some pretty good money off of it if you start to do lots and lots of videos. And you can tell YouTube, when you upload your video to YouTube, to automatically present advertisements on your videos that you do. Okay, and then when people watch your video, if it's a really popular video, then there's obviously more likelihood of having people click on those ads. And once someone clicks on the ad, you would get paid. And that's it. It's a pretty simple way of getting paid. They didn't have to buy anything. They just clicked on the ad. And you got paid, and Google pays you. So as you start to build up your, clicks, when people click on the ads, Google cuts you a check and mails it to you in the mail. Okay, so that's one way, and it's one easy way to get started off with making money with your video. I mean, overall, the best way, is to use that video to sell more of your products and services, which is one of the biggest points with all this. Is instead of depending on AdSense or something else there to monetize your video, you take that control in your own hands and use the power of the video to inspire someone to do something. Okay, so that would be the best way. Okay, and then you can also influence what kind of links or the sites that you can share to people through your video. You know, all kinds of cool things you can do with your video when you create it. But you can put your own links in there. And you can put your own images and your own content inside the video that directs them to go to a website or to click on a certain link so they can check it out. Okay? Now, the next way of monetizing your video is using a service called Lead Player. Now, this is kind of a neat marketing strategy here, because what this does is when people are watching your video, okay, let's say it's an 8-minute video. 2 minutes, let's say 2 minutes into that video, you want to have a pop-up show where it invites them to put their name and email in so they can continue on with watching the rest of the video, okay? So that's what Lead Player does, is that it allows you to do that. So you can generate a lead. Okay, you can get people's names and emails in exchange for them getting access to the value that you're giving them. Okay, if you're teaching them something valuable, well, you could put that gate in place, so to speak. Okay, that toll gate where they got to do something first in order to gain the access to the rest of the training. So that's a pretty powerful technique to be able to build up your email database. But when you're presenting your video and you present that opt-in, then you get the name and email, and it should trigger a way for emails to go out to them automatically. Okay, each week, for example, on Thursday at 10 a.m., the email goes out automatically every single week to them, and those emails that you prepare ahead of time, now you can talk about all kinds of different products or services that you have to offer and educate them about them. Yeah? So that's another huge, powerful way of monetizing your videos, is to make sure they have some way of giving you their name and email, and then it ties straight into your email marketing. Okay? Now, the next area that I'm going to talk about here is your recording of the audio for your video. Okay, most cameras are going to have a built-in audio for it, but usually it's going to be pretty junky type of audio. Okay, unless you're unless there's a type of audio program that you can use to help out block out noise and background issues and stuff. So I would recommend looking at a dynamic microphone. You can go to Amazon and search for dynamic microphones, lapel microphones, and if you're using your computer to record your video, then you can use a Logitech and with a noise reduction. That's a pretty good headset. And I think they cost around $25 to $35. So they're not too expensive. You can even get them at Osmax or somewhere local, some tech shop. You might be able to even get them over at Walmart too, or Target. But the audio recording makes a big difference. The last thing you want is to upload your video and people can barely hear or understand what you're saying. So keep that in mind and get a microphone that provide some rich quality to your voice, and you're able to record the video a lot more effectively. Okay, now let's discuss some of the presentation tools that you guys can use and get your video all prepared. If you're not going to be doing a live video, okay, then you can use screen sharing, or you can do screen capture. Or you can develop a PowerPoint presentation. Okay, Microsoft has a program called PowerPoint, and you can use that to prepare your training. And you start putting text and images on each slide inside of your PowerPoint presentation. And once you're done with it, then you can use a program called Camtasia, or Snagit, or Jing. Yeah, so Camtasia, C-A-M-T-A-S-I-A. So Camtasia is a really popular video creation software out there that you can use to create your video and also to record the screen that you're on. And there are, if you were to go over to Camtasia, just go to Google and type in Camtasia. You could download it for free and use it for 30 days and record a bunch of videos. Okay? They offer a free trial. And then afterwards, you would could consider buying it. Okay, I think the Windows version is $300, and the Mac version is only $100 or $200. Okay, but you don't have to buy that. Like I said, if it's a budget issue in your life, then make sure you download it as a free trial for the first 30 days, and give it a try for the first 30 days, and record a bunch of videos. Okay, and then cancel it out. Another one is Snagit, so S-N-A-G-I-T, and it's actually created by the same company, but it's a lower version of Camtasia, and you can still record video in it. It's just not as good of quality, and it doesn't give you all the tools that you need, but you have the basic tools, though, to be able to record the screen, and it still looks great. You know, I'm not saying that it's going to look bad, but you just don't have as much of many of the advanced tools that you would have with Camtasia. Now, you probably have seen some of these videos on the internet where, you know, they're animations or they're cartoons. And there's a pretty cool service that you can check out that I also use too to create animated videos, you know, cartoon style. And that's Powtoons, so Powtoons, .com. And when you go to that site, you know, you could use their services to create all kinds of educational videos, sales videos, demo videos, all kinds of videos. Okay. But they're all animated, and so they give you a library of all kinds of, clip art images and, icons that you can use, for the background and, different figures and characters that you can use inside of your video. So it's kind of fun, especially if you're developing videos for an educational audience, maybe kids, for example, and, even adults, they still love that stuff too. So you can consider doing that. But it's kind of a neat service to check out because it just provides a different dynamic to your video. Now with them, what you'd want to make sure you do is you record your audio first and then match the video up to your audio. So if you don't know how to do that, just call in and we can help you out. But the main thing is you'd want to make sure you record your audio first, and then you can upload the audio and customize the presentation to that audio. So it's all in sync. Okay. Well, let's come over here to the next phase here of this coaching call. Now we're going to talk a bit about how to get people to your video. Okay, once you've created it and you've presented it on your site, you've shared the video with people, okay, you can start to market the video more heavily and get it out there to a greater audience. Yeah, so I'm just going to share some of the insights that you can use and to really get the biggest bang for your buck, so to speak. Okay, you really want to get a lot of people viewing the video, especially if it's a sales video. And you're depending on that video to persuade them to take action. Okay, so some of the marketing approaches that you can consider to get a lot of people coming to that video to watch it is, I mentioned one of them, which is uploading it to YouTube and then optimizing it for the organic searches that people conduct when they go to YouTube.com. Okay, organic just simply means natural. They're not paying to find the video. They're going there naturally and for free, and they're typing in what they're looking for. So when people go to YouTube, they're looking for all kinds of stuff, and you want them to find your video. So you got to make sure that you use the proper keywords that people are using to find that type of video and put them into the tags and also in your description, your headline, and you'll be able to help the search engines help the users find your video. Okay? That's what that's all about. You can also share your video on social networks, okay, like Facebook, and you can put the link to your video through Twitter, along with even sharing on LinkedIn, and you could go to Pinterest, and you could upload images of your video, and when people click on the image, they would be taken to your video, and that's another pretty fun way, getting a lot of traffic to your video. Now, with marketing, it's always very important to always be tracking the stats. Okay, how many people are going to that video? How many people are watching it or have watched it? And did they actually do what you wanted them to do? Okay. So in order to put stats on your video, YouTube has that type of those types of analytics already built in. So you can check out the stats for your YouTube videos But if you put that video inside of your own website, you can use Google Analytics. And Google Analytics is a free analytics account that you can set up and put on your website. And that will track how many people go there, how much time they spend there, what kind of words they use to find you, along with a bunch of other excellent information. Okay, but this information is very critical because it helps you understand what's going on, so you're not left in the dark about what's what your user is doing. So it's important to look at the information as you start to compile the stats and start to learn from it. Okay, learn in which videos. Let's say you have 20 different videos. Well, you want to definitely know which ones are more popular and which ones people are taking action on. You also kind of observe if they're forwarding the video to see the end or not. these are all things you want to be aware of so you can make educated decisions about what the next video should be. Okay, because if you're presenting, let's say you have, like I said, 20 different videos and three of them are really popular, you might not have even known that they would have been as popular had you not have gotten those presented those videos in front of people so they can actually view them. And so look at the stats to help you determine a greater demand on what additional videos you could create. Okay. Okay, now when you upload your video to YouTube and also with Vimeo, it's going to ask you to put a thumbnail. And all that a thumbnail is simply an image that is the first image they see on the video before they click on play. That's it's an important element to implement because when people are scanning through videos they have to watch, that's the image that should get their attention, and also briefly give a little insight into what the video is all about. So if they look at the image and it's not really relevant their demand and what they're looking for, then you can change the thumbnail image and make sure that it's more captivating and gets their attention. Okay, so that's another tip that you can implement to help out with getting more traffic to your site and more viewers. Now, if you were to look at your homepage of your website, and if some of you are in the process of developing your website, then one of the major things I would make sure that you consider doing is presenting a video on your homepage. Okay, so that would fall in line with the explainer video. Explain to people the benefits of your website and what you have to offer them. Record the video, and then you could host it somewhere and then get the code and put it on your website so the video is clearly presented. And once again, we can show you how to do all this stuff. Okay, so just know that today is an overview of how to get started off with video marketing and answer some of the major questions you have and discuss the ins and outs of some of these tools that you can use to be effective with your video creation and marketing. Okay, now when you, I'm just going to give you some stats here as far as some of the cool things that are going on with video. Okay, so let me, and this is over on iStockPhoto.com. They did an infographic, a few months ago? Yeah. And just within over the past 6 years, okay, video is overtaking an enormous area of the market online. And it's boosted 800%. It's blasted out of the water, since 6 years ago. And obviously a lot has happened, between then and now. Within 6 years, a lot's occurred, with technological developments and so forth, but especially with video. I remember growing up, the video camera that we had was, about a foot and a half long and, about 6 inches wide, and it weighed, weighed the size of a watermelon. It was kind of heavy. But we actually still have it, and things have come a long way. They've become more compact and more easy to use and lightweight to carry around, and you know, higher quality and so forth. But you know, some of the video tools that I mentioned earlier, things you can easily check out. But you know, the bottom line here is that you know, video marketing is continuing to increase each year. So you know, that's why I'm, you know, we're doing this call here today, to help you out with not only just creating awareness of this, these facts, but also helping you get started off with this. Because you know, you can reach a lot more people using video and make a lot more money using the elements that we talked about here today as you implement them into your videos. So just another, you know, a few other cool facts about you know, video marketing is, you know, most people are watching an average of 180 videos every month. Yeah, they're going to all kinds of sources online, but YouTube, as I mentioned earlier, is a huge outlet for video viewers, and they go there to not just watch videos, but also to look at videos to, you know, to get the embedded code and put them on their websites. Yeah, so when you create a video and upload it to YouTube, if you allow it, okay, you can allow people to copy that video and paste it on their website to help you increase the exposure to your video. So you can only imagine if, let's say, 100 people come to your video and they want to copy that video, not necessarily copy it for their own, you know, personal uses, but or commercial uses. It would be for sharing it on their blog or you know, for their users to check out. And so, the more and more people who do that, they're freely marketing their video for you. But they're only going to do that if you do a video that's super cool, okay, or really really valuable. Just think about the types of video content that you've watched, and if you shared it, well, it's usually because you know you found it exciting, fun, controversial, or educational. Yeah, these are all things or reasons why people share what they share. Okay, and the youth, you know, according to this infographic here, they're leading you know, the revolution in video marketing. You know, 18 years up to 34 years of age, you know, according to you know, the stat here, and those are the age groups that are usually watching most of the video, and that's actually changing a little bit more and more as the older folks start to get more familiar with video and going online. But you know, the 18 to 34 year olds, you know, 90% of the video consumption consists in that age group. So why would that be an important stat? Okay, why would that be important information for you to know? Well, if you know, 90% of the online video consumption consists of 18 to 34-year-olds, you know, in a 2014 to 2015 projection, then you know, cater your you can consider catering your videos to that market. You know, so basically, it just helps you out with customizing what you have to offer in your video more effectively. Okay, so another one is 55% of the internet's population consumes news through online video. You know, 74% of aspiring cooks, you know, people who are looking for recipes and you know things to create in the kitchen, you know, they are watching videos. To find all kinds of great ideas you know, that inspire them to cook up you know, great dishes. So that's another huge thing to keep in mind you know, with you know, the audiences that you're serving is, you know, when you teach them, they're usually going to you know, use that information to share with others. And so you know, you want them to perpetuate that you know, message or perpetuate your video. So as you sort of demonstrate it and teach something really neat and valuable, then they'll be far more likely to share it with other people. Okay, cool. So some of the last points that we're going to go over here in the next 10 minutes, we're going to go over some of the examples. Okay. So one of the examples of video marketing is one of you know, my coaches that you know, I work with, and his name is Brendan Bouchard, and you may have heard of him as well. But he's one of the utmost authorities out there on in the internet marketing world, and teaching people how to be an expert in their own field. And so if you were to go over to Experts Academy, so expertsacademy.com, and pull that website up, the first thing that you would see on that site would be an opt-in page, okay? An opt-in page simply is a page that invites people to put their name and email in to get access to the goodness that you have to offer them, okay? In this particular circumstance, he's offering you to check out and put your name and email in to get access to the training videos that he did. Again, they're free. So why would he offer free videos? Well, and they're about 45 minutes long. And some people, whoa, 45 minutes. Well, once you see the nature of the videos that he does, it really blows your mind. They're super valuable, and they're very, very helpful in helping you out with improving your life. Okay, they lift you up. So, you know, when you check them out, you can see firsthand, you know, the number one internet marketer on the planet that, you know, does this, you know, firsthand, you know, with using video to persuade a lot of people to take action. But he starts off with the very first step of getting your name and email and then sending you on to the next step, which is instantly accessing, you know, the videos that he created. And he releases those videos to you, you know, one by one. And after you watch them, okay, you'll be able to, you know, you'll notice that, you know, you'll start to get some emails from him. You know, probably usually once every other week. He doesn't send out a ton of videos, or a ton of emails, I mean. But usually once a week or once every other week, depending on, you know, where you go. But with him, he usually sends it out once every other week, and you'll get the videos, and then that ties into the products that he's selling. Okay, but not every single video. In fact, most of his videos are not sales videos. They're educational videos. Okay, they create a lot of value for people. They teach them something excellent. Okay, and so if you keep that in mind with your own business, you'll do far better doing that route than just focusing on presenting a sales video every time you do a video. Okay, because it doesn't work that well. You know, you first want to focus in on creating value. You want to give, and then you'll receive. It's one of the success principles that help, you know, the rich and the wealthy be, you know, rich and wealthy in all aspects of life, is that they always give first, and receiving comes afterwards. You know, giving, you shall receive. So with this, you know, same philosophy is being implemented here. He's giving, and then he's, you know, trusting that success principle, that it'll return back to him and compensate him, the law of compensation. You know, it's always ongoing, the law of compensation. It's always in works. So as you start to focus in on creating and giving a lot of excellent and wonderful and uplifting information to help people out, then it returns back to you in time. Okay, and so he's, you know, continues on with you know, the delivery of the, you know, the emails that he sends out. And when you watch the videos, like say he ties into his coaching program and some of the events that he has to offer. Okay, so if you're to follow the same type of pattern, you know, with your marketing, you want to make sure you create something valuable in your video, like we talked about, and then tie it into your email marketing. And those emails would send the, you know, those folks to watch the videos, and those videos would persuade more and more people to take action on your you know, products and services that you have to offer. Okay, so if all of this seems a bit daunting, that's because it can be, and it usually is when you start off. But when you speak with us, we can help you out with the implementation of it and help you out with walking you through, you know, step by step. Yeah, but just know that, and when you first get started off with your video, the main thing is just get started. You know, get started off with these best practices that we discussed today. You know, get an outline together, know who you're talking to and the purpose of the video. You know, think about the fears and the dreams that your audience is experiencing or wanting to go after, and help them out. Okay, the bottom line is solving people's problems or helping them reach their goals. So all of your videos should be geared towards that aim anyways. Even if it's a testimonial video or a demo video, explainer video or sales video, these are all the major types of videos you can create to get people to do what you want them to do and persuade them and so forth. So we're going to open up the last few minutes to any questions that you might have and discuss those, and then we'll call the call. We'll end the call. Okay. So if you have any questions, just press *5 to unmute yourself if you're on mute, and then just let me know if any questions. Okay, well, we're going to end the call here today, and you have a wonderful day.